Okay, gentlemen, good evening. We are up to Simon Tov Samach Gimel. We started yesterday, Seif Aleph. We'll carry on a little bit more. The general topic is a continuation of the May Peiros as opposed to real. The combination of May Peiros and water as opposed to pure May Peiros, which affect the, if it's May Peiros according to Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't become chametz. If it's May Peiros with water, even a drop of water, then it becomes chametz. Not only becomes chametz, but it becomes chametz very quickly. Okay, based on that, let's go quickly through Sif Aleph and we continue afterwards. Simon Tov Samach Gimel Sif Aleph. To toast two stalks of wheat together. We allowed to toast them together. We are not concerned. That water is going to exit one of the wheat stalks and go to the other one. Because that will be considered may peiros. It doesn't become chametz. So the chiddush is that it is not considered, but the chiddush is that it's considered may peiros, and we are not concerned about it. Even if it does go out, and even if it does touch the other wheat, nevertheless, it's not going to be considered chametz because it's considered may peiros, which won't make it go into chametz. Right, that's what we discussed yesterday. See, base continuing from here. Vasika. Now, vasika is, what is a vasika? Shutav shila osui mishamen v'melach in kamach. A dish. It's a cooked dish. What is it made out of? It's a cooked dish, which is made out of oil, salt, and flour. Sounds good? Anybody? What kind of taste?
Anything sounds good at this point. I haven't eaten yet.
All right, okay, so maybe try this out. A vasika. Maybe tell your rabbits and you would like a vasika tonight. She'll say, what is it? They'll say, don't you know? It's made out of oil, salt, and flour. That's muta, it's fine. So a vasika is permitted. Again, the ingredients are oil, salt, flour. These are the ingredients. Muta is fine. Why is it fine?
No water.
No water, it's pure may peiros. What I want to just point out, it may or may not be a chiddush, I don't know. Tell me if you think it's a chiddush. I didn't see much from the Farshim speaking about it. Tell me if you think it's a chiddush. Everything we've seen so far, being may peiros, we learned, let's say, that if you've got wheat going into the honey, doesn't become chametz. We learned that if wheat goes into wine, that doesn't become chametz either. We learned any other may peiros. We learned that even milk is may peiros. We discussed all that extensively. We know it won't become chametz if it gets mixed with flour. Now, I believe this is the first instance, I may be wrong, and I don't even know if it's a chiddush, but I think it's the first instance that we're seeing flour mixing with two may peiros. This is made out of shemen, oil, bemelach, and salt, which is two, and nevertheless, it's two types of may peiros, as it were, and it's still fine, it's still considered still fine, it's mutter, it doesn't become chametz. So, not only with one may peiros, if you've got wheat which mixes with two types of liquids which are may peiros, nevertheless, it's fine. It doesn't become chametz. Now, of course, the huge disclaimer is what Rabbi King just pointed out, because this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Vehu, top of page 130, Shaloye b'mayim, as long as there is no water. If there is no water, this dish is kosher lePesach and it's perfectly fine. This is, of course, based on what? This is based on Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotan Gimel, reminding us of the Yesoid that Mutter the Shemen of a Mei Peiros Vei Machmitz, that Shemen is made peiros ve'en mach mitshemen is considered oil, which does not become chametz. Now, what happens if you've got even a tiny bit of water? Here we learned already countless times. But if there is water, afilu kolshu, even a tiny minute amount of water, then have a peiros in mayim, that would be considered made peiros with water, and machmetz becomes chametz. That will become chametz immediately. Now, Mishnah Berurah again speaks. The remark speaks out. This is all based on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, who leshitosoi holds that may peiros do not become chametz. However, according to us, Ramah Yidden, we know that we are machmi even on mei peiros, even without water, of course. Just mei peiros alone, we have discussed previously. Mei peiros alone, according to the Ramah, we are makbet, what we call egg matzahs. We are machmi on that, and we don't have mei peiros, even if there's no water whatsoever. Here the Ramah reminds us of this. Validon, top of the page, validon, and according to us, Shinoyagin, who have the custom, lachmir, who are stringent, be mei peiros with mei peiros, and Gamze also, this will be also as well. Who is allowed to have this? Who is allowed to have this? Besides Fadim, May Peiros only. Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Sif Cotton Hay. Hey, indeed, absolutely. So Gamze also says in Mishnah Berurah Sif Cotton. Hey, fifth line from the fourth line from the top. Imloy letzoy choyle bezoken, unless it is a choyle zoken, would be allowed to have that. So here again, the choyle, the ill person, the zoken, the elderly person who probably, I assume, zoken is because of why zoken fine. By the way, I've got thesis on this. Why is a zoken a general heter for meperos egg matzahs? Why zoken? Why anybody who is over 70, 80, the Mishnah Berurah said it's fine to have egg matzahs. Why? We learned. Choyle, I understand. Somebody's not well, he's disqualified. He can. Why a zokain? Now, I have a thesis, which I don't have evidence for that. I do not believe it's because of a digestive system or difficulty in eating. I don't think it's necessarily that. I believe it's much more because of the teeth. Our dentistry nowadays is much more developed than it was previously, and I believe that the chewing was generally difficult for people who had lost their teeth. We have got nowadays all the orthodontists and dentistry generally, which make it much more possible to help and support and replace teeth. This wasn't the case previously, and people generally lost their teeth. Therefore, a zokain was likely to have lost some of his teeth, therefore finding it difficult to eat. And that's why I believe a zokain is not a choyle. He may be feeling great, but he's allowed to have egg matzahs, may peiros, because of his difficulty in actually chewing. That's my thesis. It may have to do with the fact that my brother is an orthodontist, and it might be influenced from that, but I don't know. Yeah. Pardon?
Theory, not thesis.
Yeah, theory. Sorry, theory. That's right. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, theory. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. So, Lemay said that Zokin Choyle are excluded and they are allowed to have egg matzahs, but otherwise, the Ramah Yidden do not eat Mei Peiros. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah now wants to make a chiddush, which is not everybody agrees to that, but it brings the name of Achoinim. Kotzva Achoinim. The Achoinim write. Now you know there is a controversy in the. Does the Ramah? There's a question, a general question, which applies really to whole Shulchan Aruch. When the Ramah has a Nekudas HaMachloikas with the Shulchan Aruch. Does he need to repeat his argument and his nekudas machlokes every single instance that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about it, or is once alone sufficient? Does he need to always say again? You know, do you remember? I'm chalik about this. We discussed it earlier, and then two simanim later. You know, I don't agree about it. You know, look up. You know, I disagree about this point. Does he need to every single time as this discussion comes up? Does he need to stress his disagreement, or once is enough?
Once is fine.
Once is fine. We're expected to remember from one place to the next. If that's the case, of
kids. Simon.
Within the same simon. Okay. Because if that's the case, if a given is right, and many achorim agree with that, then we've got a bit of a problem. Why in Sif Beis, when it came to this halacha that we learned now, the Rama is telling us, you know, Me'epiris is an issue according to us. However, in Sif Aleph, which we discussed 5 minutes ago, the Shulchan Aruch said, his halacha about the two stalks of wheat. There, the Rama didn't say anything. Over there, it was also the same scenario, really, similar scenario. And over there, he said, "Lo chashinon." Again, you're allowed to toast. You're allowed to toast two stalks of wheat, and we're not concerned about potential meperos. Suddenly, see face here, the Rama reminds us of, you know, meperos is an issue according to us. In Zif Beis, in Zif Aleph, it doesn't. So many achronim agree with Ebkidian, and they say, okay, we know already, right? We've discussed it in Siman Tav Samech Beis. We're discussing in Zif Beis again over here, so there's no point going over it, chewing over it again. We understand. But, so if that's the case, it's fine. Then we know that meperos remains a discussion point and a disagreement, and it doesn't have to go to Tana Bat in Zif Aleph. However, many Achronim disagree, some Achronim disagree, and they say, how the question they ask is, why is it that in Zif Beis, the Rama makes a point of reminding us of the Machloikas, and in Zif Aleph it doesn't? In Zif Aleph it appears as if there's no Machloikas. Some Achronim ask the question like that. This in Zif Aleph we don't find the Rama disagreeing. Why not? That's the way they ask it. Now, I would really be inclined also to Reb Gideon's Mahalach and say, well, we just mentioned it before. We're mentioning it in Zif Beis again. You don't have to, like, every single time go over. And in the truth is, in many places we find the Rama not repeating his disagreement every single Zif. So why is it such a question? I'm not sure. But the Maaseh Achronim do want to make the following Chiddush. And here comes Mishnah Berurah in Zif Katan Hei, second line in Zif Katan Hei. For Kosva Achronim, Da'id Zif Aleph Gam La Rama Shari. Now the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that, you know what? There is quite a duke over here. In Zif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama actually agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. And he holds there is no issue of it's very unlikely that water actually comes out from the wheat stalks. Even if they do go out, it's a combination of here. One is that it's unlikely to go out. How often have you actually seen stalks of wheat that actually love that water goes out and it hits the neighboring stalk of wheat? It's not so likely. It's very unlikely, in fact. And if it does happen, then it's going to be meperos. Therefore, on a chashash, which is so remote, the Rama is meker. And therefore, in this scenario, there is no machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and Rama. That's what the Achronim want to suggest. Okay, so we continue with Sif Gimel. Carmel, which is soft grain, top of page 130. Soft grain. This is soft grain, which is like kind of toasted, heated up, b'ur in fire. And after grinding it very, very fine, into very fine kind of flour. You may not cook this flour with water. Shema lo nikla b'ur yofa. Perhaps this toasting process, which wasn't a baking process, this toasting perhaps didn't fully bake, toast this flour completely, this soft grain. And if that was the case, that it wasn't fully toasted, nimtza shemach machmit shemavashne noisa. So imagine I've got this soft grain, I toasted it, but perhaps not fully, but I'm taking this flour now, and I, what do I do with it? I now bake something with it, or I cook something with it. What could have happened perhaps, is that now, if it wasn't fully baked until now, now that I'm cooking, when baking with it, I'm making genuine chametz. This is chametz now, proper chametz. Therefore, you now should do this. Don't take this soft grain, which perhaps wasn't fully cooked, fully toasted. Don't take that and don't use that. And v'chein shemoyl nakedeiros, achadoshois. What does that mean? Perish shenoistim kemach losoich amaychal hakpois. Similarly, when you take flour and you put that into food to make it more of a body, more of a structure, more solid. If you want to use something for your baking or your cooking, to make it more solid, to not use this soft grain which was toasted, because he may still be chametz. So what are you meant to do? What are you meant to do? And the truth is, we all do that. We all do that. What do we use? Instead of flour, what is being used in the kitchens? What is commonly known as matzah meal. What's matzah meal? All it really is what the Shulchan Aruch calls a via, a nevashlim boyin or a matzo afuyo, baked matzah, shechazu, vetochnu, oisa, which was fully, we went through another grinding process completely. Matzah meal. So what the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out over here, to not be tempted to use regular flour, or flour which was toasted, grain which was somehow burnt or toasted. Don't use that for your baking or your cooking on Pesach, lest there might be a bit of it which wasn't fully baked, and therefore it might become chametz. So therefore you have to avoid that. Instead of that, what you can do, and what you should do, is take something which was fully baked, completely baked, regular matzahs, which was fully baked, and that you're grinding, and that's going to be matzah meal, and that's what you can use for your baking, cooking, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. The Mishnah Berurah wants to suggest what happens if you actually did take flour, and you're using that into your baking or cooking. What happens then? You're not allowed to lechatchile. What happens b'diavet if you did use it? What's the halacha then? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Zayin says that it would be also about, no, you really look at it as proper chametz. Sifkot Zayin, v'im ovu noson l'seich ha-meichel, if you put this ingredient into food, also a meichel ba'ano, the food will be also ba'ano. We look at it as proper chametz. For also the choice, you may not even keep it. It's fake the reis lechumra, because it's sofek the reis, which we have to be machmir. We move on to Simon Tov Samach Dalet.
What's he actually saying?
No, on the contrary, he's telling us that matzah meal is okay, because that's something which was fully baked and then it was ground, then that's what's permitted. That's what it says. Ein mevashlim b'amela matzah afuya. What we call matzah meal, this is this over here, matzah afuya, which was a fully baked matzah which went through regular, that's fine, which you're grinding in, that is fine. However, what you're not allowed to is, don't take flour and do don't take flour and bake the flour itself or toast it, assuming that it cannot become chametz anymore because it's kind of baked, and that using as an added ingredient for your baking or cooking, that's a problem. That would be considered sofek d'oraisa.
Are you allowed to do
a fully baked matzah, to grind a fully baked matzah?
Okay.
Big distinction. Okay. Simon Tov Samach Dalet Shenis Arab Besoichoi Kemach. Chardel Shenis Arab Besoichoi Kemach. You've got chardel which is mustard. Chardel which is mustard. Shenis Arab Besoichoi Kemach, which was mixed with mustard, which was mixed with flour. Okay. Siv Aleph, Chadlo Shamini Tibul, if you've got mustard or any other dip, Sheish Bei Mei Peirois, Sheish Bei Mayim, Enois Bei Mei Kemach, any mustard or any other dip which has water in it, you may not add any flour with it. Now this is really within the category of Mei Peirois. Of course, if there's added water, then it's for sure a problem, as we've discussed. Just Mei Peirois, mustard, which is Mei Peirois, which has Chadlo Shama Bezushesh, but if there is Enois Mei Kamach, you may add flour with it. So if there is water, and Kamach and Mei Peirois, of course it's going to be a problem. Now, with regards to mustard alone, there's now a Chiddush with regards to mustard. Vim Nosan Le Soich Achardel. If you have mustard, which has mustard with flour, with added water, mustard plus water plus flour, yoichal miyad, that you may eat immediately, for lo yashenu shemayach, as long as you make sure that it's being dealt with the whole time, that you would be allowed to bake and actually eat. As long as you eat it straight away. This is a chiddush. Because we have now a chiddush that you have chardel, mustard plus water, which normally we would say that it's mei peirois plus water, which would normally be a problem immediately with aser, as we've discussed previously. Mustard is an exception. Because mustard, as Nishtabu explains, you're fine with mustard, because mustard is quite, what's the word? Mustard is sharp, is that the word? Hot, what is it? It's got a... Is it sharp? Yeah, sharp is it? I don't like mustard so much. Yeah.
Piquant.
Piquant, oh right. We're going to... Good, okay, that's the French addition, yeah. Okay, so these that, you know, that piquant, stronger kind of taste, that is the reason why we assume it doesn't become chametz straight away. So whilst normally mei peirois plus water becomes chametz immediately, would usher it, the chardel, the mustard, is different because it's got that piquant, thank you very much, Rabbi Yossel, ingredient, taste, and therefore it doesn't become a chametz straight away, and therefore we look at it as something which, as long as you eat it straight away, it doesn't become chametz, and it's fine, it's permitted to consume and enjoy. As opposed to any other dips, kimon she'enom chadin, as they're not so sharp, like mustard, vatei ichmetz, then would have become a straight away chometz. But tzorich lesofo, you burn it. We look at it as being chometz. Im achas man is chometz, as long as it's after man is chometz. If it's again, it will be in line with any other water plus mei peirois, that we have to remove it straight away. Look at it as chometz. But mustard again is an exception. Mustard with water is fine as long as you eat it straight away. Now the Rambam is going to remind us yet again. V'aminik sholech al chatel klal bePesach. For us, it's not relevant, and anyway, for two reasons. What's the two reasons? Why is this mustard halacha not relevant according to the Ramah? Two reasons for it. Reason number one.
Is that mustard kidneys?
Absolutely. Reason number one is because kidneys. As Rabbi Tepper reminds us, Ramad anyway doesn't allow kidneys. Mustard is kidneys. Therefore, never mind with flour, never mind without flour. Mustard itself is kidneys, which is also according to us. Reason number two, that we don't allow mei peirois as it is. So, just because mei peirois is, just because mustard is stronger, and with a combination of water is alright, doesn't become chametz, doesn't mean that mustard per se is fine, because mustard is still considered a mei peirois, which we would ask according to the Ramah. So there's two reasons why this halacha of chardel is only relevant for the Shulchan Aruch and not relevant for us, says the Ramah. According to us, mustard is anyway also on Pesach Chafun is Avkid and Pesach, even if it was mixed before Pesach, it's just not relevant for us. Tavik Kamein Kitni is because it's Kitni Shnoike Ba Issa, which we forbid anyways. These are the two reasons why we will not allow kidneys on mustard on no mustard on Pesach. Right. Okay.
Can I put on the lashon of the Ramah? Why did you say that kidneys? Why don't you say it's kidneys?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I hear the Duke.
It's not
mamish
kidneys, but it's a bit like kidneys. That's what it sounds like.
It does, yeah. I don't know. It's a good Duke. It's a good question. It surely would be one of the main kidneys. Yeah, good question. I don't know. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I wish you a very good evening.